There doesn't seem to be anything going on non-commercially in the local movie world, so let's proceed immediately to the latest version of Jane Eyre with one warning. If you don't already know the story of Jane Eyre, you may want to turn off when I come to the major weakness of this version, because I can't talk about it without implying the big secret of the plot. I'll warn you when a danger spot arrives. First and foremost, we have a beautiful conception and portrayal of Jane. I'm unfamiliar with Mia Wasikowska, despite her starring role in Alice in Wonderland, but if there is a God in heaven, we will all become familiar with her now. Writer Myra Buffini and director Gary Joji Fukunaga, as well as Mia Wasikowska, see Jane as a natural young woman who accepts her position in society, though she surely knows it's unjust, without complaint, but cannot entirely accept certain assumptions about her character. She is proud without being rebellious, and speaks her mind clearly and grammatically when occasion requires, without defiance, but with complete frank honesty and spot-on judgment. She can blow up very effectively when nothing else will do, but most of the time we have to infer her feelings without much outward indication, and it is a tribute to Wasikowska's acting that we never have the least trouble doing so. Jamie Bell's Rochester is somewhat similar in that instead of the emphasis on the style of the horror movie in the famous Orson Welles version of Jane Eyre, Buffini, Fukunaga, and Wasikowska place their stress on the human romance. So it's not necessary to make Rochester frightening at the start, only distant and aristocratic. He isn't brutal, just heedless of other people, the way people at the top of the social heap tend to be, reportedly. I'm the last one to know about high society, but I've read about how 19th century society people hardly noticed whether the servant class was present, which is one reason we know so much about the upper classes in the 19th century, when Jane Eyre takes place. Relations between Jane and Rochester are more easily believed here than in the Wells version, the only other version I claim familiarity with. And the plot is more credible, is somewhat less exciting, because of the relative lack of melodrama and mystery. There are very occasional bits of the overdone, such as one patch of soft focus and flowers between a kiss and a wedding, but it and a stretch after the inevitable breakup scene are kept mercifully short. So is the first section, one of those nasty school things that British love so well, a la Dickens. All these bits do serve to tell us about Jane, but they don't seem essential and tend toward cliché, so their brevity is welcome. But, and here I warn you of spoiler ahead, the big climax revealing Rochester's dreaded secret is a little flat, because for once, we need melodrama. The degree of Rochester's dilemma depends on violence that isn't there, and one of the major climaxes of the story falls a little flat. But the essence of the dilemma is not affected, and what violence the plot needs has already been made clear. The scene is ineffective, but the story remains intact. Things have gone bump in the night well enough already in the manner of the mystery, not the horror story. All in all, the new Jane Eyre is a different look at an old classic and a worthy addition to an impressive canon. Jim Erickson, over and out.